Would you rather have your credit card details leaked or your browsing history leaked?
Browsing history. I'm okay with it.
What about you?
I got no credit card.
What about your browsing history?
Man.
Your girlfriend's right here. Just.
Yeah, my Gmail account, yeah, no problem.
Oh! Smarty, bro! Smarty! He's a smarty, honestly.
Good one.
Hey, everybody, what's up?
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Hello.
Welcome. Yes. Hungovers, welcome back.
Hungovers. Yeah, we do have a lot of hungovers. We do have a Patreon. Yeah, hungover. Hashtag hungovers, man. Seriously. Oh, you want to see something cool, Kevin? You want to see something cool?
Yeah, show me something cool. But wait. Are you wearing pants?
I am.
So you're showing me pants? That's what you're showing me?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what's cool?
Yeah, because I forgot to take them off.
Okay, that's good.
Normally, okay. I don't wear pants in any of the 40. How many videos we shot so far?
This is episode 44.
44. Yeah. I mean, I've never worn a pant at least 43 episodes I can think about. So I don't know why it's still on for some reason. I'm blaming you for this.
Okay.
But yeah.
Hey, try something new, man. Hey, you know what?
I know. It's nice. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So how are you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good though. It's really hot in Mumbai right now. The temperature in Mumbai is so hot that you can turn into a terrorist overnight. It's that hot. Like, it's 38 degrees, Kevin. 38 fucking degrees.
Mm.
You really sweat. You secrete oil like an octopus. Like, it's that horrible. Like, I mean. I don't think that people, I'll be very honest, when it is so hot in Mumbai, you cannot walk up to somebody and ask them, how was your day?
Oh, really?
You can't be a positive person if it's fucking hot, okay? Your positivity will not be acknowledged, you know, because it's so hot. I'm telling you, it's hot. What about you?
But I love the heat, dude. I mean, so I don't know, man. I think I would like it, to be honest. So I've never been to Mumbai, though, so...
Listen, you don't get a lot of heat from where you're from, actually. You know that. Come on.
We do get a lot of heat. It goes to the hundreds, and I've been...
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, it's been like 120 before, so yeah, it's been hot. So, yeah, it can get hot. It can get hot, so...
Nice. Dude.
Yeah, man.
So, what else has been new with you? Like, I mean...
Oh, so yesterday I went to a paint and sip. Have you ever done that? Oh. Like a paint...
Yes. You mean painting women in beds?
Like that? No.
No? Okay. Then no.
No.
I mean, like actual paint.
Actual paint. Yeah. You got like an instructor. Like, it's BYOB. Right. So you paint, right? And then like there's an instructor who's like painting, right? And you're like drinking wine and getting drunk while you're painting. Though. So, like,
wait, you painted while after getting drunk?
While drinking, yeah. you want to see the painting?
Yeah. I want to see the painting. Oh my god, dude, I'm so excited. You, alright, let's see. Motherfucker! Get the fuck out of here. You did that? You did that. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
How many drinks were you down to get that perfection?
yeah, but like, I mean, honestly, it wasn't even the best one. A lot of people had better ones, but I really liked it. I think it has a lot of personality to it.
I swear,
man.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I believe that it's not as bad as, you know, I mean, painting is good. You know what's worse than painting? Your dad giving you advices and it backfires.
Okay,
all right, here's what happened, right?
Okay.
Today, I mean, not today, but I don't know when this episode will come out, but around 6:30 p.m. my time, my dad texts me.
Okay.
And he goes, called me instead and told me, hey, it's so hot outside, don't go outside, you know? Be careful, you know? You might fall sick. Exactly 4 hours from there, I get a text from my mom saying my dad fell sick.
He predicted it.
I'm so mad that it didn't backfire, you know. I should not be smiling now, but every time my dad gives me a warning, it just backfires for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I really wish he should say that, hey, we're going to be a billionaire overnight.
But no, but then he would be the billionaire, not you. No,
no, but I would still get it. It's as per the Indian tradition, you just give it to your son as per the religion, you know, like you would.
Okay.
There is, and there is no sibling, so. So yeah, man, sometimes my dad says shit and it backfires, and hey, I'm also scared because, you know, I don't want him to fall ill every now and then, and it just, the weather is fucking up in Mumbai. Everybody is just getting sick. I swear to God, everybody's getting sick. Like my mom fell sick, and I just hate it because, like, it's just that you cannot fight the weather. At the same time, they're just sensitive. So, but yeah, my dad say shit.
Damn, your dad's like Notre Dame, man. He knows. He knows. He knows what's gonna happen before it happens. So
maybe he should be like
a fortune teller. Yeah.
Yeah. He should. He should. Yeah. All right. So we have like a very special guest today.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do we have? Who do we have?
Yeah, so this guy was we're gonna bring in. I literally saw him first on Instagram Reels, and where he was asking questions to random strangers. So I was like, hey, that's great. I do the same thing by bothering people. But in my case, I get blocked in return. Mm. So, yeah. So he does this, you know, very interesting questions to a bunch of random people. He's got a YouTube channel as well. And yeah, man, he's a content creator as well for a very long period of time. Yeah. So, and he's from Bangalore again. How many Bangalore people we had in this fucking podcast?
Yeah, hold on. Wait. How come everyone we've gotten from India is from Bangalore and not from Mumbai? Like, does everyone in Mumbai hate you? Like, what's the deal with that?
No, I'm just confused. Like, why I like Bangalore better than Mumbai. Okay, I'm born in Bangalore. I told you this. I'm from Bangalore.
Yeah,
so,
but we've only had one person from Mumbai, though. How come you can't get more people from Mumbai? What's the deal with that?
That's a discussion for another. That's a therapeutic talk we can have later on, not in the podcast. So.
Okay, we'll talk about that later then. Okay. All right, anyway.
I love people, man. They're just fucking great. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Kiran Kumar.
Kiran Kumar, everybody. Woo!
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Yo, how's it going?
So, Hango Comedy Podcast. This is amazing. I wanted to do this since a long time. But yeah, I was busy. You guys were busy.
Getting rich. Yes. Getting rich. Yeah, that's okay.
No, not getting rich. You have a misconception. You should watch my next vlog on my YouTube channel where I did not buy a burger because it was too expensive. And I asked people to subscribe. So I asked people, if you want me to eat a burger, subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to get it. Yeah, I'm sure you got like $1.
Again, it depends on which burger joint you're targeting.
Ooh, that's true.
That's true.
Like I like Wendy's the best though. So that's me. So
I always found Wendy's burgers to be sweet. At least in Mumbai, at least the one I've taken.
Yeah.
It's damn sweet for some reason. And the fries looks like it's been sat on by a fat dude. It's so horrible. The only thing good about Wendy's, on a very serious note, the drink. Mm. I like the drink.
The frosty?
Not the frosty, just the basic Coke. For some reason, it is less. It's less fizzy like McDonald's. It's less fizzy.
It's Coke though. It's the same.
Like, I think I like it better with Wendy's, to be very honest.
Okay. I ordered chicken from Wendy's and I don't know if it was dead.
It depends. Did it do that?
Yeah, man. But yeah, I did not like it that much. I had a lot of expectations from Wendy's, but the first time I ordered it, I'm like, probably it's my over expectations that gave me disappointment. Usually that happens in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how life works.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Before we get into the podcast, man, Kieran, just tell people who you are. Like, what do you do?
I know, but you need to tell. I know a lot about him, but I'm not going to. You go for it. Yes. So we have
I usually bother people on the streets. that's what I do for a living.
Yeah,
ask them stupid questions which make them give stupid answers. I put it out on the internet, and you know how internet is. They just you know. Yeah, on a serious note, I'm a content creator. I used to work in a corporate job, and since I started my street interviews, it has worked well for me. And now I quit my job and I'm a full-time content creator.
Yes.
I'm doing YouTube. I'm doing content on Instagram and planning to expand into other platforms as well, like LinkedIn and Twitter. And let's see how it goes.
Nice.
Wow. That's awesome.
I had to ask you this question. I know it's too soon. Do you ever get punched in the face for asking a question?
Never, bro. I'm not you.
It's a valid question. I don't need to be judged on this. All right. It's a very valid question because some people will punch you in the face.
I would say probably all on the approach, though, right, Kieran? Like, isn't it like
exactly?
The way... Yeah.
Exactly.
Look.
I've seen street interviewers in USA, right? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people doing that in the US. So mm-hmm. I've seen people like just walking up to them with a microphone without their consent, whether they want to be recorded or not. Yeah. But in India, we have to be much more careful about it. Like, I can't just walk up to someone with a camera in my hand. Most people are not comfortable with it. So whenever I approach people, I just keep my distance, like, you know, actual physical distance, and talk to them politely so that they don't feel threatened, you know, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they might feel, you know, threatened if you just jump in front of them and they're like, hey, right. can I ask you 3 questions? I'm like, they're like, they might even punch you in the face.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all in the, approach. Yeah.
You're talking about my experience. Okay. You're talking about your experience. So Kevin, what were you saying?
Oh, I was about to say, like, what kind of questions are you asking people? Like, is it very
more importantly, when did you start and why did you want to do this? Like, did you do this?
Second thing,
Okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about my content creation journey, right? So I started watching this creator called Matt D'Avella back in 2020. I don't know if you know him. Yeah. Amazing creator. His videos literally changed my life. So I always wanted to do something creative, and content creation was one of the things. And I started off with my newsletter on self-improvement. That didn't do well. Then I started my podcast. That didn't do well. then I did YouTube videos on GRE. That did a little bit. A little bit. Yeah. It at least got me monetized on YouTube, so which is good. So, and then I did vlogs. I did self-improvement reels, a lot of them. If you scroll way down in my on my Instagram account, even those reels are there. Then I did mini vlogs. Right. And all of them, like, they did not work out in terms of, like, numbers.
Right.
But they made me understand a lot about content creation. Like,
What
is a hook? How to hook the audience and how to retain the audience? Because a lot of things that are related to content creation.
Process. That's the process, I would say.
Exactly. And I studied a lot of things. Like, I listened to, like, 4-hour long podcasts from Mr. Beast and just to understand content creation. And I don't know, when I was making those self-improvement reels, I gave a target of 50 reels in 50 days. But by the time I got to the 30th reel, I started feeling like, you know, suffocated. I did not want to set up the light and, you know, script the video and talk to the camera.
It hits you. The exhaustion process or...
Exactly.
Or it's just that you're doing so much. What's happening like that?
Yeah. No, it's not that I was not... it's not because I was not seeing the results.
Yeah.
It was something internal. Okay. I realized that I'm not much of a scripting kind of a guy. I'm much more of a natural talker.
Right.
And even before street interviews, I was just approaching random strangers and talking to them about something. Like, if I found someone interesting, I was like, hey, what do you do? And all that stuff. So, and also I'm a musician as well. I'm a guitarist. So I made a lot of connection in the Bangalore music scene. So I used to talk to a lot of people. So I'm much more of an extrovert kind of a guy. So I was like, I had to find something that's sustainable, like, you know, that I actually enjoy doing.
Right.
Which can also be a content. So I came across street interviews, primarily people doing in the US, right? So I followed a lot of accounts and I just got to know, like, what works, what doesn't work, and what can work in India, what shouldn't be asked in India, because cultural differences and all that stuff. Yeah. So I did my research on that and I got started and I invested in a microphone because of that. Yeah, I'm not
DJI,
rich.
Bro. That's a DJI.
I'm not rich. I'm just mindful.
the microphone I'm using.
All this rant was to make you realize that I'm not rich, I'm just mindful. It's not for the audience. Because Narayan keeps calling me rich because I have that app subscription and the microphone and stuff.
Talk about that, man.
Those are all investments, man, because they're all going back into your content. So, exactly. 100%.
You know how I got into, latched on to his fucking videos? Those goddamn subtitles on the fucking screen. That is the first thing which got me. I don't know. That's the reason how I fucking followed this guy, because I saw the subtitle pop up. I immediately text him and goes, "Hey, how do you edit the video?" That's the first thing I ask you. That's the first question I DM him. Right?
Was this your meet cue? Yeah, that's the first, because I got.
Because it was popping, it was on my phone, and I could just see it. It was a pattern. There was something coming again and again and again. I could see that the same thing again and again and again. You know, the video format I understood. And then I was like, saying, dude, this was the popping and glowing and appearing randomly. What the fuck is happening? I want to just check with this. And I just text him by DM him saying, "Hey, I'm so and so. I like your videos. Can you tell me how to where to get the app?" And he goes, He messages me and I Google. The thing turns out it's not available for Android.
It's not available only
iPhone supreme.
Yeah, I look at the price and go, fucking hell, $4,000. And then he goes, "Yeah, bro, I had to invest it for my content creation." And I've not regretted it, because I'm very grateful for that recommendation. Because my views, whichever I put out right now, whatever stand-up videos I put out, the subtitles you see, is because of, you know, his recommendations. So my view.
Yeah, one thing I got out of this monologue that you just did was, you didn't follow me because you liked my content. No. You followed me because of the fucking captions.
There's a caption and the pretty colors, dude. That's what it is. Right? The captions are pretty colors. Yeah, yeah. So, ladies, if you want to get his attention, just put captions and pretty colors, and he will.
Yeah, pretty captions. So. Yeah.
Oh man.
Don't follow the ideal way. Take the other way around. That's going the ideal way. You know, come on.
Yeah.
There are only dudes in my DMs asking for captions. How do you put the caption?
Yeah, but what kind of questions do you ask to everybody though? Like, is it really really personal, or is it like, you know, dating questions? Like, what kind of questions are you using?
It's actually a mix, you know. Okay. It's actually a mix of questions. I ask very relatable questions, like the questions that get relatable answers, you know. Right. For example, about education, like everybody relates to for example, a student, right? Almost every student is going through one common problem, like writing assignments, for example. If I can get that answer out of a person, then that is more likely to go viral. I mean, the intention is to not make the content that goes viral, because I want to make the content that is much more relatable and fun to watch.
Like-minded, like,
yeah, I try out different questions. I tried out, he's a 10 butt questions, and can you say here and also in bed,
right?
And yeah, and also I want to do improv comedy on the streets now, man.
Oh yeah, Kevin does improv, by the way. Kevin does improv. He's an improv guy.
I do improv. I have like an
and stand up. He does both. So.
Yeah, I do both improv and stand up as well.
I wanted a short form improv. You know, that's the next in my list.
Well, okay, you can come to short form improv. And Shady, where can I go to do short form improv?
Oh yeah, you can actually do it in our show. Not the Hangover. Fucking hell, Gin and Tonic. Gin and Tonic is what is it, Kevin? It's our comedy show.
It's our comedy room, comedy show on Zoom. Next improv show is April 30th. So if you want to come, you can come.
We play games, we teach. It's a very, you know, it's for people who generally want to have improv experience at the same time. I'm not an improv guy by default. I'm only a stand-up guy. But I improvise in my material, in my stand-up, most of the time when I perform. So taking a class improv, it works. So we alternate between every other Sundays. And
here's the thing. I wanted to do stand-up comedy because I watch a lot of stand-up comedy. I absolutely love stand-up comedy. I love these people, Kenny Sebastian, etc. Like, and also I know a lot of stand-up comedians in Bangalore. Like, I built my network there as well because I love stand-up comedy in general. But I wanted to do it, but as I told you guys, like, I'm not much of a scripting guy. I'm much more of an impulsive guy. So I wanted to find something in the comedy that is not, that doesn't require me to script.
So you don't want to write joke, which is what comedians do.
No, I want to try it. It's a very creative thing. I would want to do that because, yeah, see, even if you're not in a mood, you know, you have to write the jokes and perform it. And that's a different skill set. And it also, say you just had a fight with your girlfriend and you have a show in like 30 minutes. Like, what are you going to do? You have to make people laugh. Yeah, that's your responsibility. And that's a skill, you know. And if you're a content creator or a stand-up comedian, whatever it is,
right,
you can't let your personal life or personal problems get in the way of your content. Mm-hmm. You have to put up that facade and go to the stage or when you are performing.
Something I'm struggling with, but I do struggle with the balance. There are moments where I have a shitty day or a bad news and it just gets in the way. I had that phase. So that's why I try my best not to get affected. At least this is for people who are easily affected, you know, someone like me, but someone who's got, you know, it's easy to, for people who can just, you know, like ignore, fade away and, you know, be a different persona and go back and cry for them. Yeah. I'm not that kind of a guy, but no, it's kind of, I'm doing better though. But yeah, so
that's the kind of how I can't really, you know, I can separate myself from like my problems. Like, I can't really, like, if I'm on that stage, I'm on that stage as an exaggerated version of myself. And then like when I go on off stage, like I'm still funny, but like I'm not like hyper, like super funny, though, like, you know, when I'm on stage. Yeah. But what I wanted to tell you is like, there are certain comics who just do crowd work. So that might be good. That might be good for you because like you're basically what you're doing though, right? You're basically doing
that's too much pressure though.
That is it. That's how it works.
You do it,
I would say,
you do it anywhere. You do it on the street. Now you're in a room. So
That's true. Imagine, that's something that I want. I watched a lot of Rahul Subramanian content.
He doesn't know about it. He's a good comic, Kevin. Check him out. Okay. He's
Rahul Subramanian is excellent. I love him. He's like the OG of crowd work in India. Like, recently a new special came out.
I saw it on
Prime.
Rahul Subramanian, we are promoting you. You better come to the podcast. This is not free promotions. I will charge to take your name.
I'll DM him.
Yeah. Just tell
him. Oh,
tell
you know him. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't know him. But probably I'll
does
get
he,
to know him.
Does he have good captions? So that's the question. That's the question.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He's got access to good women. So that's works. So yeah,
and good jokes.
Good jokes. Yeah. I think he's a very light-hearted comedian.
Yeah.
I don't think by default this person is into offensive humor by default. No, he's not. He's really not. So, and it's nice. I mean, go for it. Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, I could have met him in the in this summit that I went to. I was invited as a guest. One of my really close friends, she had access to backstage. She went with him, like she recorded a video and all. But there's a network problem, so I couldn't connect with her on time. So him and Gaurav Kapoor,
blaming the network. Okay.
Bro, there were like some 20,000 people gathered.
Okay, fine. I get it. Fine. Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about some other network problem.
Nah.
Not that network. When you're approaching people, was there ever like a crazy instance like where, you know, you're trying to approach somebody but like they're like something crazy happened though, or is it usually pretty cool?
It's usually pretty cool because I'm like more of a yes or no kind of guy. If they hesitate even a little bit, I won't take them video.
Okay,
because
you don't push. You're not.
Yeah,
pushing.
Okay. I never push. I never, because you know what happens. If they're even a little bit hesitant, they'll come and give the interview. They answer well and all that stuff. But when I edit it and put it out, they are like they text me asking me to take it down or something.
Right.
Because they're not comfortable or something, you know. So even if they're like a little bit hesitant, I don't push them to come on the video. Because
you make it very clear this is going to be on YouTube. You'll make it very clear prior, obviously.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. Yes. And for the brand deals, I take extra caution. Like, you know, I'll tell them clearly on the record. I have it on the record. Like, they are okay with it because I don't want to take it down later because it's a brand deal, of course. It's not my video.
Yeah.
There's recently a video which is about to hit 10 million and that girl was asking me to take it down. I didn't take it down because I'm like...
Now, have you always been...
You can argue with 10 million,
Have you always been, like, when you were a kid, have you always been, like, interested in talking to people, like, being super extroverted, or are you, like, more of a quiet... But
tell us about your childhood.
Your childhood,
I grew up in a small town.
That's a very generalized answer.
I grew up in a small town, all right? Mm-hmm. And, in small town, the mindset of people is... very different. And boys and girls are not that close, you know, all that stuff. But I was kind of an exception because as I used to just walk up to people and talk, like, you know, even girls, because it was like a big thing in, I don't know, like in a small town, it's kind of, we usually maintain the distance, like, you know, guys and girls. But my school was okay, chill with it. So I never bothered about what other people think or, you know, what's the worst that can happen? They won't talk to me, then fuck it. It's okay. As that kind of guy, like, I've always been an extrovert extrovert. And I think that's my biggest strength, to be honest. Like, talking to people is my biggest strength.
I know that you're an extrovert, you know, but you have a very introverted personality when the way you talk. Like sometimes when I look at your videos or where you're like a slight awkwardness, a slight sense of caution.
That's not extrovert though.
Like, no, he's careful and I'm
you could be awkward and extrovert though.
I know. I didn't know that. Oh wow, that's a combination I did not know.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
There are different versions of this.
It's a different kind of extrovert, you know. I have the energy, but it's much more of a calm energy.
See, that's the part I fucked up. That's the part I got it. I thought you might be slightly introverted because I confused that.
No, I have the energy. I do talk to people, but it's very, I think and talk, you know. I give just one punchline in the video and that's it.
That's true. Yeah.
I listen more than I talk and that's a good way to have conversation.
And he's got a lot of hot chicks in the video, man. Too much.
Too much. Doesn't want that.
if you keep scrolling, you see the ratio of men in the videos is far less than the ratio.
It's not far less. It's just you are focusing more on the girls.
I'm supposed to. It's in front of me, dude. What do you want me to say?
It's almost 60-40. It's almost 60-40. I have a lot of pretty girls in the video. I won't deny it. Look, here's the thing, all right? I have like almost 7 of my videos cross 10 million and 4 of them are from guys, 3 of them are from girls.
True.
Okay. So ultimately for like a viral video, it doesn't matter who you are interviewing.
True.
But
girls get you views. Girls get you views, yes.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's a strategy. That's a strategy. I agree.
Bro, listen. There are some influencers who just put up their pictures and they have like 70k plus, 90k plus followers and they don't do anything. Just put up their pictures. Yeah, of course, they do makeup and dress well, have the fashion sense and all that. But compared to stand-up comedy, that's way too less effort.
True.
I think probably you guys do like some 30 open mics before taking that material to the show.
I swear, I think the algorithm is really different.
Why I have a huge respect for stand-up comedians, man, because I'm a musician, even that is an art form, right? So we had to practice like for hours and hours and hours to get one piece of or one lick right on the guitar,
right?
So even in stand-up comedy, it's the same thing. Like, you guys have to go on a stage and record it, and I observe stand-up comedians a lot on the stage, like what they're doing, why they are moving, like why are they sitting while they are explaining this bit? Why are they standing while they're explaining this bit?
Yeah. Right.
Everything matters.
Every detail, every inch of detail matters. Like, it's at least for at least you have an eye for detail. If you don't have an eye for detail, if you're not an observer, I mean, then it's a completely different thing. Being an observer is like very important. So
exactly, that's
a good thing.
It's like solving a puzzle. Like you're gonna try it many different ways. So like when people do it like on their special, right?
Right.
They've tried that joke maybe 100 different times. They tried sitting down. They tried it with this word here. Then they removed the word. Then they added a sentence. Oh, it worked. Oh, it didn't work. Let me remove it. Let me rearrange it now, right? So they're trying all these. It's a lot of trial and error, though, with the same joke, though. So
it's also much more analytical, right? It's not just so this guy's funny, so he can be a...
The best comics are very analytical with their jokes.
When did you like start doing the questions? Like, I mean, I know you started doing it because of that, but when you write, what's your writing process? Do you have like a set questions prepared, or how do you come up with the question?
I have a lot of questions. If I show you, I don't know, like I have minimum like 150 questions in my question bank. But yeah, like I keep writing, so I take a lot of showers. So that's when,
right. So we went from. Do you question yourself in the shower?
Yeah. I think about life. You know, what's happening? Why is this happening? Why did that happen to me 7 years ago when I was doing this?
You think like a stand-up comic, though, man. You do like why?
Do you get the best of your questions while taking showers?
I mean, kind of, but it's more like when I'm scrolling through the internet, right?
Right.
And I see some meme or something, I get a funny thought, and I turn that funny thought into a question. Like I was watching this clip from Big Bang Theory, right?
Right.
And that Sheldon Cooper was being annoying. And I thought to myself, if I ever run into Sheldon Cooper, I'm going to beat the shit out of him.
Why? Yeah. He's the coolest guy in Big Bang Theory. What the fuck?
He's annoying as fuck. I love him.
Like Sheldon
he's
Cooper.
A great actor.
I don't blame
he's
you.
Great...
Yeah.
Right? Then I thought of the question, oh, fuck, let me ask this to people. If they run into these characters, what are they going to do? So I came up with a bunch of characters like, what would you do if you run into Sheldon Cooper? What would you do if you run into Thanos? What would you do if you run into Michael Scott? What would you do if you run into, like, Jon Snow, whatever?
Mm-hmm. So improv is going to be best for you than stand-up. That's what I would say. Improv is your field, not stand-up. Improv is. Because if you want to be an improvised comedian, that would work for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, hopefully.
Yeah, so...
So I have a question for you. Yeah, I have a question for you. So when you approach people, right, has the approach ever, like, worked out more in your favor than just the content, though? Like, have you, like, approached a girl and, like... It's not just for content, where it's, like, after...
To basic, in simple terms, have you got laid by your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. I won't lie. Like, see, as I said, I love talking to people, and once the cameras are off, like, I still continue talking to people, and things happen.
I agree. We're just trying to understand the credit you know, because you're putting in effort. If you're going to get some selfish credit out of it, it really matters.
That's more my point. Yeah. It's like you're putting in the effort to approach people. You might as well you might as well finish the you know.
Yeah.
You might as well finish the approach, you know. So.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Okay, the approach you want to finish. All right, that's cool.
But I don't approach them with that intention. I approach them because...
No, definitely not. No way. Definitely not.
But if I find them fun and if they're giving me signs and shit...
This is good.
Yeah, fun. Let's go.
If you approach in that way, then you're getting approached by FIR and police.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Bangalore cops are not Mumbai cops. Be really real with you.
Bangalore cops are strict, man.
Very strict, dude. Jesus.
Bangalore cops are strict. I love them.
Let's do a series of some questions. You can ask me and Kevin or whatever works for you.
Like my content type of questions.
No, this is gonna be your podcast now. You're gonna throw us a question.
Yeah, sure. You can do it.
Oh man.
I'm on the street. I'm on the street.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm on the street too. Like I'm walking.
Let me pull up my questions. Let me pull up my questions.
that's what she said.
Which girl is asking you questions in the bed, bro?
You'll be surprised. I have a few instances like that. I'm not saying it right now on the podcast.
I have written down some very serious questions since last 2-3 days. I don't know why, but okay, because my mood was like that, probably.
Maybe we can do a mix of serious and light-hearted questions, like a mix. Both would work.
Okay, I'll ask. It can either be serious or fun, depending on your answer.
Okay.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Hey, Kevin, you want to take this?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, of course I've been ghosted, dude. Like, I mean, which guy has not been ghosted, though? It's like, it's bad, though, man. Because, like, I'm always so fascinated by it. Because, like,
yeah.
Like, I understand why women would ghost me, right? But it's like, I can handle it. Like, so I don't know, like, what I give off on a date where I don't feel like I can handle it. Hey, listen, I don't really find you, like, attractive, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Or I don't think of you that way. But, like, right. I think that it's just something where it's, like, it's just so interesting that, like, you know.
Nice.
I understand why women do it, for protection, but still.
Like, for protection,
I'd rather
protection.
Hear from you.
For protection,
you,
yeah.
I'd rather shout hear from you tell me, hey, listen, I don't like you like that. That's all, so.
For yeah. protection, shout out to Durex.
But it's the truth. I mean, that's why they do it. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. All right.
You want me to answer the same question or you want to do a different question for me?
Same question. No. Yeah. Same question.
Same question. All right. Cool. In my situation, you should be like, how often do you get ghosted?
Yeah.
Mine is how often. No, but seriously, unlike Kevin, I'm a bitch. I don't like getting ghosted. I don't like it. It's the shittiest feeling in the world, but you cannot do jack shit about it because it's people's choice not to talk to you. Just saying, yeah. Even if you spend a lot of money on them. So, even if you take her dog for a walk, and just saying, yeah, it's just, yeah. But I feel like that when I feel ghosted, I first want to really, really yell at the person, like, who the fuck do you think you are, you know? and then this is the question, I'm saying it in my room looking at the phone, right? And then later on, like, fuck it, man. I have a mode of bitchiness. I let that out. And then I get into an adult mode, like, it's fine, it's no problem. And just let it be. So that's it. I don't hold it in. That's it. That's my answer to this.
Okay.
How about you, Kieran? Wait, have you ever got ghosted?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, yeah, I've been ghosted before, like, but once I started getting followers, like,
yeah,
those people came back, then they got ghosted.
That's how it works. Yep. Yeah.
It's true. That's really how that works. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I accidentally delete locked you. I'm so sorry. Let me just.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's this one girl who used to hang out with this other dude because he had 10K followers. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. All right. Next question.
Yeah. One more.
Oh. If your ex could say one good thing about you, what would it be?
You go first, then Shady.
It's okay. I can still play with it. It still works.
I don't think you understood the question at all.
No, yes. It's one good thing. So she complimented my penis in a very subtle way.
But that's not true. We all know. Can you give us a true one now? Come on.
That's true. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's not true. There's no way she complimented your penis.
She did. We have a hard time believing that a woman can compliment my penis.
There's no way. I don't believe it. Get her on the podcast. I want to talk to her. Get her on the podcast.
What do you mean? I don't know where she is. She's an ex. That's why she's an ex.
She ghosted him.
She goes, oh, that's
her. Yeah, okay, that's what she did. Yeah, I take that. Mm. She did, yeah. She did, she said that, and she, but that really happened, though, yeah. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But yeah, I don't have, like, in my honest opinion, I don't have an ex telling good thing about me ever. Like, I don't. I just don't have it. Because, really? Yeah, because my definition is, if you're being a bitch to me, I'm going to be the king of bitches to you. That's my logic. It's equal. I'm not going to be a fucking saint just because you're being an asshole. No way. You're going to get a king of assholes from my side. Why should I play the high ground, moral ground? It's okay. Be nice. No way. No way. Okay. You, if you make me eat shit, I will make you swallow it. So that's it. That's my logic. So yeah, Kevin, go for it.
Okay. That was heavy.
What would an ex say about me?
Yeah.
One good thing.
One good thing. Okay. I would say she would probably think that I am somebody who can make her feel secure, and I'm a good problem solver. Because those are things I've heard.
Those are two different things, and two.
No,
two,
no, they're pretty much the same thing, though. Because like
two different things, Kevin.
No, they're the same thing. Because I'm a very good problem solver.
It's like she's explaining an IT support guy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am a software engineer, so I'm a good problem technical solver. Support,
yeah.
Which makes
hello?
Her feel secure.
Hello, tech support.
Like, okay,
hello.
Like, yeah, like if we have a
hello,
problem,
tech support?
Then I would make her feel secure. That's the thing. They go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. Yes, I'm basically her IT support guy. Yes.
Call center. Hello.
That's
this is
pretty
Kevin.
Much. Yeah, she dated me because like, oh, she had a problem with her laptop, and then I need to fix her laptop, and then after I fixed her laptop, then she broke up with me. That's what happened.
My name is Kevin Spacey. I am your problem fixer.
But, do you know the stand-up comedian Sanjay Manaktala?
No, he doesn't know.
I don't know.
Anything. I don't know too.
You don't know? Oh, no, man, I'm going to send his stand-up comedy link.
Yeah,
he lives in the US, by the way.
Yeah.
He lives in the US, and he came to India for a few years. Like, he still had that accent, and he's excellent. He's
sure,
excellent.
I'll check it out. Yeah. All right, what about you? Any good thing your ex has told you?
Yeah. Let's move on.
It's not fair. You can't do that.
All right, you're on the streets. Yeah.
Right, oh, yeah. On the streets. Still on the streets, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you okay with getting leaked? Your browsing history or your credit card details?
Kevin, you want to do this?
Oh, credit card details, 100%. I am not ashamed. But yeah, let that out. I'm not letting my browser history out for anything, though. Man, that's the worst thing. Yeah, I mean, people would judge me if they saw my browser history. That's why. So I'm credit card details.
Why, bro?
What, my browser history?
Yeah,
I can't talk about what's in my browser history. You know?
It should be something more than porn, then.
Get
it,
really
it could be, man. It could be.
Okay.
I don't mind giving out my browser history because I don't want you fucking looking at my bank account. That's it. You want to get scarred by the number of tabs I put? Go right ahead. That's your problem. But you're not getting into my bank credit card details. All right. I need to spend money on Xbox, Jordan shoes, fucking traveling places. I need the money, right?
Captions app.
Yeah, so Captions. Captions app. I need the caption. Maybe the updated version will come up, you know, when Apple fucking, doing shit. So, yeah, see my browser history, you know, play with it, touch it, judge it. I don't care. That's my honest take. Oh, but yeah. On a very side note, Kevin doesn't have a browser history. He's got a buffet of tabs, which he never closes.
Really?
He's got more than 45 tabs open. Okay. 40 to 50 tabs open.
So,
and he never closes it.
So, two things. Number one, move your mouth away from the mic because no one can hear your muffled voice.
Sorry.
That's the first thing.
Sorry.
Right,
sorry.
Kieran, was it just me? Or like he was like up to the mic? I couldn't remember.
Yeah,
I
know.
Sorry. I got carried away.
That's the first thing. Second thing, though, is yes, I have a bunch of tabs, though, right? You're just jealous that I have a ton of tabs, though, man. That's fine.
How can I be jealous of your fucking
I got more tabs than you.
Weren't even close.
Listen, if you need information, I got the tab over
here.
See,
I think Kevin is a keeper. He has hard time letting go.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to. I cry if I want to let go of that tab. I don't want to hit the X, you know? Then it becomes,
wow, yeah, you want to hit an X on the tab.
The tab becomes the X, and I'm like, no.
But he wants to hit his X in real life.
I don't want to hit the X because then the tab becomes the X. And it's like, oh.
There we go. That's how it is.
He still wants to hit his X.
Yeah.
All right, what about you?
What was the question? I forgot the question.
Would you rather be okay in giving away your bank account details or your people getting access to your tabs?
Oh, man. It's a tricky one, right? I've never been asked my own questions. They're really
Yeah, the first time. I love this.
Right? Yeah. I think the bank details. Anyway, there's not much money in it. So,
yeah.
So, at least let me see my reputation.
Damn, if I have any.
Damn,
both of you are just so protective about your fucking tabs, man. You know what the fuck happened?
Dude, man, yeah. My tabs All right, let's
do one final question and then we'll, like, you know, this last. I'm so sorry. I don't think I want to.
Yeah. One last question. Then
one
ask
last question.
I mean, I can talk on the podcast, like, for a longer time if you want, because I'm having fun.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But we have like another video we're gonna do too to Patreon, so
we're doing Patreon videos, we gotta
wrap it up for an hour because people only have attention
only one hour. So we do have Patreon, so we'll be continuing it over there. Don't worry about that.
This is the recently I asked this question. Fuck pickup lines, give me a big breakup line.
Okay, I should have a breakup line.
Yeah
Okay, I can't think of one right now. What about you? You have one?
Have you done?
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, I got one. Wait, I got one. I got a breakup line. It's not a breakup line. It's kind of a diss. All right. So the other day I was feeling really low. So the other day I was feeling low, but the trash guy came to my house. Guess what? I thought of you.
I'm interpreting it in so many different ways. Some are so fucked up.
I normally don't specialize in breakup lines, just pickup lines. So
yeah.
It was kind of
there's a pickup line. Are you a trash because I really want to take you out? The other way of interpreting your line is you just gave away your girlfriend to a trash guy, so she's a trash.
Sounds like he'd be smashing more than you.
Yeah, exactly.
He's literally living the experience.
And he will definitely dump her. Yeah.
After smashing,
yeah.
Yeah, this video is going to get a lot of views.
Yeah, same, man.
What about you, Kevin? You have a line?
Yeah, I'm not good with like pickup lines or breakup lines, but I'll just say my feelings for you are like Bruce Willis. It died hard, so that's my.
I can't even say that. Fucking.
Shut up.
But that is good one.
That's a good one. I thought it was so corny and shit.
That is good.
You're living bad, Kevin.
There are two types of audience for that. Some are like, why? Just die.
Why?
Yeah. Others are like, this is fucking smart.
Yeah.
And the people who say that is smart, they are usually guys who are like single, so
okay. That's my audience. Thank you.
I mean, so
all right. So
what about you, Kieran? What's a breakup line?
Yeah. What's your breakup line?
My breakup line. I'm gonna say some cringe shit. Okay.
Go for it.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm so tired of you. Fuck you.
That is cringe.
To the point. I like it. Simple. Yeah.
It's cringe.
Yeah.
It's corny, but okay. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I told you I'm going to say some cringe.
That's good. No, but still, it's like a very very subtle, quick, you know, no effort. Just quickly get it over with kind of a thing. It's nice.
It's a poem. I'm sure MC loves that too.
What do you think is better, breaking up in person, breaking up over a text or a call?
Oh, it's just better.
It depends on how long. It depends on how long you've been dating.
Okay, so if I
are you dating or are you like you know, officially, or are you just like seeing the other person though? I think that's
okay.
So it depends on time.
How serious?
If there's not a lot of investment, then texting is okay. If you've had like a year or like two, you better do that in person. There's no way.
You better give that closure, right?
I think it's subjective. It is very subjective because the longer time you spend with the person, you decide how the breakup you want to give. Because, you know, because you have invested a lot of time and money. So both ways. I don't want to get thrashed both ways. So
no, you gotta pick one, dude. You gotta pick one.
Okay. I would say, to be very honest, in my opinion personally, I would say in person because I hate texting. Regardless. I just hate texting. Like even if it is like 2 weeks of dating or 3 months of dating or 2.5 years of dating.
Let me ask you this. Okay. It happens in person, right?
Right.
Are you gonna be calm with it, or are you gonna start being all angry though and start yelling though?
Oh man, I've seen.
That's not the question. That's the second question. No, but that's the second question. I'm answering the first question.
I understand. But like, that's the thing though. Like, if I know you get angry and get all yelling at myself, like, you know what? Maybe I'll just text. So
maybe not in public, but in private. Oh yeah, mayhem.
Okay. You're gonna scream.
Oh, yeah. Not scream. I'm going to butcher the situation.
I'll tell you this funny instance, okay? Like, I was just outside Starbucks in Church Street, like, walking here and there.
Rich people. See, rich people. Starbucks.
Outside Starbucks. Just pay attention to the details. Come on, bro. Yeah. I go to Third Wave, not Starbucks. Okay. So... Do you have Third Wave in the US? I don't think so.
What is it?
Third Wave Coffee Roaster.
No, we don't have that. No.
That's currently killing Starbucks in India. Like,
Surprisingly, reason, I've not seen much in Mumbai. I have to do that. I'm hearing this for the first time. It's not much in Mumbai.
Mumbai has few outlets. Yeah, it's good. But Bangalore has a lot of outlets.
That's Bangalore.
Anyway, we're getting
off the topic. You're out, not Starbucks. Okay.
I was walking, so there's this guy standing outside Starbucks. A girl came and met him and they hugged and they kissed and they went inside and they sat on two chairs, like,
right?
And it was a transparent glass, right? Like, I could see through it. I'm sitting at the cafe opposite to the Starbucks and working. So I was looking here and there. So they started talking, they were holding hands and stuff, and after 20 minutes I finished my work and I started walking. I saw that girl crying and running away and that guy chasing her.
Maybe she stepped on his toe or took his wallet.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Something you, like you don't know. You're seeing behind the glass. You don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
They might have broken up or
she might have just told him that I'm your sister. Whatever. Yeah,
exactly. What did we learn on the podcast?
You want to start? I'll go for it. I'll go first.
You go.
All right. So I learned that you can get really pretty women to listen to you if you have interesting questions. And I also learned that as a content creator, you can actually look at anything, even if it is really far away from you, right? And I also learned that there are different types of extroverts, something which I did not know, because I just had the intention that there's only one kind or there's one more kind. You know, I didn't know there was an awkward extrovert. That is something which I learned. I need to do my research. So yeah, that's it. And I also learned that, yeah, people from Bangalore are always very, very fun. It's Bangalore. So I'm just going, this is the most weirdest thing, coincidence back to back. So yeah, these are the three things I've learned. That's it. Yes. What about you, Kevin?
Bangalore all the way.
I learned that And Shady does not want to reveal his bank information because he's embezzling money. So, like, that's...
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. That's the reason why.
He doesn't want people to know. So, yeah. So, Indian government, maybe check his bank account. So,
no.
Other thing I learned is that Kieran is really great at talking to people and approaching, you know, women. That's something I always struggle with, though, right? Just approaching people just in general, networking. Because, like, I'm always like, oh, I don't want to look awkward or stupid or whatever. But, like, the fact that he doesn't even have that, like, in his body, like, I'm jealous of that. So I wish I had that skill. But that's really good. And, yeah. And then I also learned, that Die Hard joke is maybe it's a good breakup. I'll save that for a breakup text.
And one small thing I want to add, you know, I know we are wrapping it up, but it's a very, very important piece of information. It's all about getting comfortable with no's and rejections.
Yeah.
No's? Like no's?
Yeah.
No.
First of all, now I know why women break up with you.
But no, it's a no's. It's a no's. Sorry, the baby said it. Sorry.
Yeah. I think it depends on the rejection too, though, because, like, again, like with stand-up, we're constantly getting rejected, right? I mean, we'll tell a joke and then it doesn't land, like, okay, we'll work on it, whatever. But, like, I think it's like when you meet someone who's a complete stranger and maybe it's like right in front of you, and then, like, the way they would do it, they're like no, or they say fuck no, or they don't say anything, or they just like turn their head, whatever. It's like it hurts a little bit more. But I understand what you're saying, though. Like,
it's about getting comfortable with that, because when I approached, there have been instances when the first 4 to 5 approaches were no's, like in no, consistently. And some people are like, oh, you do street interviews? Oh, fuck, I don't want to do that thing. Like, yeah. And they're like, oh, no, not street interviews, dude, come on. Yeah, I'm ready to get scammed on the streets, but no, not street interviews. Please, come on. It's like that. So it's about not letting those things bother you and
getting
comfortable with no's. Yeah, once you get comfortable with no's, you can achieve a lot of things, because
you can get a lot of yeses. You can get a lot of yeses if you get comfortable with no's.
Exactly, right. Definitely. Right.
What did you learn?
Put that on a t-shirt.
What did you learn? Kieran, what did you learn in the podcast today?
Oh, what did I learn? Yes. Oh, stand-up comedians take more than 30, you know, open mics to get that material to the shows.
Yeah.
And Narayan told me that I can be good at improv, which gave me a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I learned. And I learned both of you are like pretty cool guys. That's the last thing.
All right.
Nice.
All right. So now we jump to the important question. Where can people find you? Yeah, where can people find you?
Oh, on Instagram, kirankumar.__, and on YouTube, kirankumaryt.
YT.
So
Why two underscores? Why two underscores? Is there a reason why?
Because one underscore was taken already. So.
Man. That's the most nice, genuine, straightforward explanation.
Too many Kiran Kumars, man. But this is the one
I searched. Kiran Kumar.
I searched
Kiran Kumar. There's a 12-year-old account with one photo on it. I'm pretty sure it's deactivated. It's just Kiran Kumar. That guy posted a fucking aquariums photo, and his caption is fish. And it's open account. In the comment section, I don't know if you'll understand this, Kevin. They're like, fish ke ab hard pe ID de bhosri ke. I mean, it means fuck the fish, give the ID, you asshole.
Right. Now you get the importance of Indian gali, right? Yeah. It sounds very different.
Yeah.
It sounds poetic in a very.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So,
follow him, Kieran Kumar__. Yes.
Dot underscore.
Don't forget the dot. Put the dot.
Don't forget the dot. Yes. And also his YouTube channel. Yeah, his YouTube channel.
Also YouTube channel.
Kieran Kumar YT. That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, man.
And, all right.
And Shady, but I mean, they should comment, right? On the video.
Oh, yeah, they should comment the video. They should. Okay, so I want everybody to just comment your best moments from this video. Forget best moments. Also, I mean, along with that, just comment what do you think about the answers me and Kevin gave with the question Kiran asked, and what would you do in that situation? So comment your answer to the question what he asked, because he's got a bunch of interesting questions, because I loved it. And yes, yeah, share it with everybody you know, right, Kevin?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Share with everybody you know. Text it to one friend who has not heard of us, our podcast, that you think would right. like the podcast. Also,
I don't want to say something dark. I'm not saying something dark.
Don't say what you said before. Also, like, what would you do if Sheldon Cooper was like, in your, you know, if you saw Sheldon Cooper, what would you do, right?
I mean, yeah, what would you do? Yeah. Or what would you do if you saw, I don't know, Mia Khalifa?
Mm-hmm.
Or
Taylor Swift. Oh.
What would you do if you saw? I know what I would do on Taylor Swift. I know what I'm gonna do. Okay.
heavy metal and rock and roll fan here, so not a big pop fan.
Okay, so we have to ask though, man. Like, are you a Taylor Swift fan or not, Kieran?
Yeah, are you a Taylor Swift fan? Yes or no?
No.
Oh my god!
It's okay. I still like you, man. It's fine. We asked it to everybody. We're having a tally at this point.
Yes.
There's more no's than yeses, actually.
Those are not my kind of songs, because I listen to a lot of rock and roll and heavy metal, and that's
I believe in rich.
There are like 4 or 5 instruments, and it's like, I don't know how to put it. Like, I don't know how to put it without getting anyone.
It doesn't matter, man. You just hate that woman. That's more than enough, dude.
No.
I like it, dude.
I was going to give an analogy.
It's okay. Oh, don't give an analogy. You hate the person. That's more than enough, dude. It's enough. It's okay.
I didn't say I hate.
Okay, you don't like the person. That's also okay. That's also valid. It's okay. You can keep your... It's very valid reasons. Whatever you... I support your decisions not being associated with Taylor Swift. Don't worry about it. It's just the feeling is mutual.
Okay. Anyway, what was your analogy? I want to hear your analogy.
What was your analogy?
Oh, it's like eating. See, Kevin, I think I'll offend you again. It's like eating really nice, spicy Indian food and then going to a bland steak or pasta.
Oh, okay. So Taylor Swift is bland steak or pasta?
No.
Yeah, it's something like, you know, it's. Rock and roll and heavy metal is so rich, yeah. Especially in terms of instruments.
Oh, yeah,
pop
yeah.
is more like the same beat and almost the same lyrics and stuff. And it's more relatable. That's why it's working.
Uh-huh.
You know, the lyrics are more relatable, like the breakups and stuff and this. Yeah, and yeah. nowadays, people are right. If you see the lyrics, it's much more savage twist to it.
Yeah.
Anybody, like Britney Spears, not Britney Spears, like who is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, anybody, yeah, exactly.
Everybody is giving that savage twist, especially like, I don't need that guy kind of vibe in the song.
I could be independent,
To quote, yeah, to quote Miley Cyrus, the journey is what people talk about. That's the journey. That's Miley. There's a clip of Miley Cyrus saying this. It's the journey that people remember the most. That's what she says in the way. I'm so sorry. If you've not seen that clip, I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's this one lyrics from this song called Laid to Rest by Lamb of God. And that
we'll
wrap it up.
That one lyrics
is much deeper, like much more powerful than some pop artist's entire career. It's like, it's destroy yourself, see who gives a fuck.
I want to listen to that song.
That's really deep. I think we should end the podcast right
there. I'm gonna have. Yeah.
That's a good line right there.
It's a good line. It's a clothing style.
All right, guys. See you in the next one. Bye.